From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States and Cuba restore full diplomatic relations. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department alongside the flags of the other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba each now have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. Just hours after the ceremony, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the restoration of relations with Cuba a new beginning.
And that the interests of both countries are better served by engagement than by estrangement, and that we have begun a process of full normalization that is sure to take time but will also benefit the people in both Cuba and the United States.
An opening ceremony for the U.S. Embassy in Cuba will be delayed until Kerry can travel to Havana. U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss a number of issues, including the threat posed by Boko Haram militants. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world.
We very much look forward to talking about security issues, how we can cooperate on counterterrorism. We're looking forward to discussing how we can be helpful in addressing some of the corruption issues that have held Nigeria back.
The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since taking office in May. Explosions and gunfire could be heard in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, on the eve of a presidential election. The attacks come against a backdrop of simmering tensions over incumbent President Pierre Nkurunziza's quest for a third consecutive five-year term. Burundi's opposition has called for a boycott of Tuesday's election. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting of economic sanctions against Iran. Representatives of all 15 member countries on the council voted in favor of last week's agreement. Greece reopened its banks Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. Depositors swarmed into banks to tap their accounts. The nation also increased taxes and made important loan payments to two of its international lenders. A military exercise involving Ukrainian and U.S. forces, along with troops from the more than a dozen other countries, opened Monday in western Ukraine. The exercises come as fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels escalated in eastern Ukraine. European Union interior ministers failed on Monday to find temporary homes for some 40,000 African, Asian, and Middle Eastern asylum seekers. The refugees are encamped in Greece and Italy after making journeys across the Mediterranean. A new report largely blames man-made factors for most disaster-related displacement. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center of the Norwegian Refugee Council reports more than 19.3 million people in 100 countries were forced to flee their homes in 2014. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center of the Norwegian Refugee Council report finds an average of 22.5 million people have been displaced by climate or weather-related disasters each year since 2008. It says Asia, which is home to 60% of the world's population, accounts for 87% of those displaced last year. In 2014, the report says Europe experienced double its average level of displacement for the past 7 years, while displacement in Africa was three times lower than the average. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Authorities in southeastern Afghanistan say NATO attack helicopters bombed a security outpost Monday, killing 8 Afghan soldiers and wounding several. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The deadly airstrike occurred in restive Logar province, where Taliban insurgents frequently launch attacks against Afghan national security forces. Afghanistan's defense ministry says coalition helicopters were flying over an area where clashes between security forces and Taliban militants were underway. It says insurgents fired toward the aircraft, prompting a response that destroyed one security outpost. Afghan National Army Area Commander General Abdul Razak acknowledged the attack appeared to have been carried out mistakenly. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.